Chapter 17, The Afternoon Sermon by A.T. Jones. The subject this afternoon will be the gift the Savior puts upon that several ability he gives every man. In several places, Paul speaks of that body of Christ, and we as members of that body. It is always spoken in connection with the gifts of God. I read first in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 3 to 16. To everyone is given grace according to every man's several ability. There are the gifts which Christ gives for the perfecting of the saints, perfecting the ministry, and the building up of the church. These gifts are not given until man comes into the unity of the faith. And so Paul says, endeavor to keep in that unity until we come to the stature of the fullness of Christ. And then, when the church reaches that place, the world will see Christ in the church, it representing all the graces and virtues and perfection of Christ, a perfect man completely represented. Then cannot Christ do all he has to do in the world? There is much to be done, and he wants us to come into that unity that the work can be done, and in that knowledge of the Son of God, that we be not tossed about and be deceived. Notice the margin of verse 15, dealing with speaking the truth in love. The margin reads sincere, which means in Latin without wax. The honey is squeezed out of the comb and strained and restrained until free from wax, so sincere being without flaw or stain. Now read Romans chapter 12, verses 3 to 8. The gifts differing according to the grace given to us, all these being gifts of Christ to all of us, we must realize that each has an ability that Christ wants to use, and so each one should go to him to find out his gift and place in the church. Then Christ can do the work he has to do in that place through those of his servants who are there. Christ will increase the number as the work requires. To each one, then, has the ministry of reconciliation been given. Being reconciled, you are to tell others that they may become reconciled also. God does not call idlers, but all must be workers. Now 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone. Do we believe it? What is it for? To profit withal. Have we so received it? Have we been cultivating it and trying to find out how we can use it to the glory of God and build up the church of God? The gifts, it says, are divided to every man according as the Lord wills, giving the gift and the manifestations of it as pleases him. Then no one of us is to try to conform our gift to some other man's, each being given according to his several ability. We are brethren, Christ the Master, giving the gifts, being the head, and his will is to move all. Then if Christ gives to you grace according to your ability, and you so exercise it, am I to be envious of you in the exercise of that gift? When we realize that we are equal, and the gifts are given according to our several ability, there will be no place for envying or jealousy. Paul shows here how these gifts are complements one of another, without being absorbed one within another, each complete, by all being exercised for Christ, binding all to Christ, as members one of another. Verse 8 gives us wisdom and knowledge. There is a difference between the two. Wisdom is the faculty of using wisely the knowledge that is possessed. Now if one has wisdom and another knowledge, they working together do perfect work. Christ working through both puts his impress upon it, perfecting it. Verse 10 presents the two classes of tongues. One edifies the brethren, if another brother arises and interprets it for the hearer, one being the complement of the other.